This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Raceway, the Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Pella Corporation. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, Worth Des Moines Bolt, Precision Pulley and Idler, the Melcher Dallas School District, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Van Haften Racing, Dowie Pest Control, and Tulip City Agency. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who are our public safety volunteers, and why do they do what they do? In the eighth part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with Don Van Monen, Marge Sundervan, Austin Reinhardt, and Sarah Schilling with Pella Ambulance. Don, how long have you been a volunteer for Pella Ambulance?
Since 1983, when they started.
Since they started?
Correct. I'm the last original charter member.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And how many hours do you typically volunteer a week?
I usually sign up for about 5 days, 4 or 5 days, or shifts, which is 6 to 12 hours shifts.
So you volunteer like everybody else does a full-time job?
To a degree, but I try to fill in the odd hours. Since I retired a year ago from Vermeer Manufacturing, it's easier for me to get away.
Well, you must love it.
I do. It's my community, and most of the people you run into, you know. And it's just great to volunteer. Need a lot of family support to put in that many hours. And miss a few meals, but it's worth it.
Well, and so you must know almost everybody that you see that you...
Well, it used to be. Pella's getting bigger fast, mm-hmm. So I don't know that many as I used to.
Marge, how long have you volunteered?
I've been a volunteer now for 25 years.
Well, you must love it too.
I do. I started a new position at Central College as the director of their health service, and I thought it would be good to maintain my emergency skills. And so they're doing a class here at Pella Ambulance, and I took the class, and I fell in love with EMS. And I've been here now for 25 years.
So you've both seen a lot of changes.
Yes, we have.
Actually, I started off with Garden Chapel Funeral Home. So I've seen so many changes, and that was back in 1976. I was a senior in high school. And back then, we used the backup hearses, the ambulance, and... Yeah, so there's a lot of changes.
The backup hearse as an ambulance? If I'm hurt or injured or sick and I see the hearse coming, that wouldn't have been good, I don't think.
Well, it really wasn't identified as that. It had lights and siren on it. And,
okay.
It'd do 130 mile an hour, so we could get them there. We didn't have any training, so we got them there fast.
You didn't have any training?
No, not. There's nine years before they implemented training nationwide for pre-hospital people. 1974, 75.
That's so what you know now compared to what you knew then.
I could have taught half the class the first time I took a class, yeah, just from what I learned.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Horns Ferry Hideaway, Vacation Rental Cabins at Lake Red Rock, Cube's Garage, Knoxville Farm and Home, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Lambert's Towing, Truck Sales and Parts, Ulrich Meat Market, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value in Indianola, Klein's QuickTime, Verduft Agency, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Regional Health Center, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Hewitt Service Center in Monroe.
I continued my conversation with Don Van Monen, Marge Sundervan, Austin Reinhardt, and Sarah Schilling with Pella Ambulance. Sarah, when did you start volunteering?
I started in the end of January 2014.
And why'd you start?
Initially I was kind of bored at my job at Central. I wanted something else to do in all of the downtime I had. I only worked 11 months of the year, so I had a month to do nothing. And I've always liked science and working with people, and I'd seen the ambulance come to campus with my job at the college. And I was like, oh, that looks cool. That looks like a good way to help people. So I just joined an EMT class and learned I really, really liked it. I started as a volunteer in January of 2014, realized I could learn and do more of the advanced level skills, so I then took a paramedic class right after. Stopped working at Central College this past summer and started here full-time as a paramedic in July.
Okay, so you segued from a volunteer position to a paid position.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin, you're the newcomer here, huh?
I'm their newest full-time paramedic hire.
Okay, and you started off as a volunteer, too.
Yep, so I started as a cadet, per se, with a local fire rescue out of high school. I gained a passion for the career path and transitioned from being a cadet to a paid-on-call member all the way up to a full-time paid personnel.
And how long did that take?
I started, I'm going to guess, somewhere right around 2009. Graduated high school and went a different route with a full-time career and found that I couldn't get away from doing this. So it's been every bit of 7 years now.
Yeah, it seems like you were just a high school kid when we first met.
I was. Actually, the fire rescue kind of took place in my high school sports. The high school sports dropped off for me. I lost interest in them, and what I lost there, I gained in the fire rescue.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank in Sully, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Herald Trailer Sales, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance in Prairie City, the State Bank of Bussey, Dave's Wholesale Furniture in Newton, Marion County Auto Body, and Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Pella Police Department, Pete Farms, Mahaska Bottling, PCM Schools, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pleasantville Police Department, and Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
I continued my conversation with Don Van Monen, Marge Sundervan, Austin Reinhardt, and Sarah Schilling with Pella Ambulance. And so what is it that drives you all? What is it that makes you different from everybody else?
I don't know about but we're a family. I mean, this is our second family. And for the crew itself, just working with each other. And the other passion I have is for the families we work with. In Pella, we usually try to have a three-person crew, and if possible, the third person helps the family of the patient we're working with. We can comfort them and tell them what's going on, and I appreciate that they're just not left alone and not knowing what's happening.
So two people attend the patient?
Right.
And the other attends the family?
Correct.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that. What do you think that makes you all different, Sarah?
I mean, I guess I would echo what Don said, is we're a pretty close-knit group. A lot of, I think, traditional services, you have the same 5-6 people that you work with on every shift, but we have 25, 30, I don't know how many people we've got on our roster anymore, but we've got a lot of people, and you could work with any and all of them, depending what day you're working, if it's nighttime, daytime. So you really have to get to know a lot of different people and be able to work with a lot of different people. And I think that's how we've built that I guess, family atmosphere. So we always have people, you know, they just stop by randomly during the day on the weekends just to stop in and say hi. Sometimes they'll stop in with their kids, and I guess you don't normally see that at a lot of different places, whether it be an EMS or otherwise. So I think that's something that sets our service apart.
But what makes you want to go do this? People always need help, but most of us just stand by or call 911. I mean, but what's different?
Well, I think as a young girl, I just felt it was a calling already. When I was 6 years old, I just knew in my heart I wanted to be a nurse. And then over the years, when the class came up here and I was working in a new position, I just felt like, hey, that's something I really would like to do and to continue helping people in an entirely different setting. And I came to love EMS through that. And again, we help people sometimes in their most crisis times of their lives and scary times for them. And so it's just encouraging for all of us, I think, to know that we can provide skilled care for them, and we can also provide comforting measures for them, not just for the patient, but like Don said, also for the family.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Lions Club, Houston's on Main and Milo, Indianola Memorial Works, Gata Enterprises, and Studio Royale, Knoxville Dance Studio. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Westview Care Center, Pella Feed Service, West End Auto, Advantage Credit Union, Winfield Funeral Home, Iowa Realty, and Iowa State Savings Bank.
I continued my conversation with Don Van Monen, Marge Sundervan, Austin Reinhardt, and Sarah Schilling with Pella Ambulance. Well, Austin, what made you be the kind of person you think that responded to 911 calls rather than call them in?
Well, you know, I think part of it was I've had kind of some family ties. I mean, my father was on a local service, so it was kind of ingrained in our upbringing. We grew up around a firehouse. So it's just kind of what we did. And I always had, you know, it's like a bug. You catch this public safety bug, and it's once you start, you can't get away from it. I mean, it's rewarding on so many other levels that nothing else really compares to it.
Is that the same for you, Don? Nothing else compares to it?
Grandkids.
Well, Austin's got a ways for that. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a passion. I started off sort of like Austin. At the funeral homes, there were no pagers, and we had to sit by the phone. And my grandfather was on the board, and my dad and I went on the first call together. And it grows on you, and start to recognize the addresses when the pager goes off, and you know who you're going to help. And yeah, it really is a phenomenal when you can comfort somebody. And yeah, I've been doing this for so long that I love it.
Do you go home and say, "Oh, we saved two lives today"? You know, when people at home say, "How did your day go?" "Well, we saved two people," or "We saved a person." Do you ever say things like that?
Well, with patient confidentiality, you really can't talk too much at home. That's why this family is so important. Mm-hmm. If you've got something, do you want to get off your mind, stress relief or whatever? There's times when I started, before I even had training, I didn't go home after a 2 o'clock call until it was time to take a shower and go to work. And that's because you can't talk to your family about this.
You can't because of laws or just because?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
You can't say.
Unless you ask the family, and I'm getting pretty good at that. It says, "Okay, Uncle John, can I tell my dad and my wife that I picked you up and what's going on?" And I've never had anybody say no, but I've got to ask that or I could get in trouble.
But you can't say, "Hey, I had a really bad call today and I need to talk it out." But the family wouldn't even know. They wouldn't know the right things to say. Everybody's nodding.
Is that right?
No, that's correct. Just like Donna said, you know, we really maintain confidentiality, and that's very important here. And for the patient as well to know that. They're not going to hear it out in the community, and then someone says, oh, we heard that from the ambulance, Pella Community Ambulance personnel. So we take that very seriously, and in maintaining confidentiality. That's the patient's right, and we want to maintain that.
If they can't trust us, then they're not going to be willing to tell us the information we need to know if we need to help them, because they're going to be afraid we're going to talk about it where we shouldn't be. So I think keeping that confidentiality is respectful of the patients and of the community, and also can help us do our job better.
Well, then what it does is then it just, since you can't talk to your family or friends about this, that's part of the reason why your second mm-hmm. family ties here are so strong. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah. It's, like I said, there's times, especially with the new people, and if they've seen something they've never seen before, a death, especially a child, we do have other departments that come in and talk, but immediately after the call, there's times we don't go home right away. We just talk and try to, we don't criticize, we just talk about what happened and
decompress a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
For me anyway, it's the main support is definitely your family here within the station. You might be able to say when you get home, I've had a good day or a bad day. And after time, your loved ones, they find out that it's the best way to help you. They can pick up on a lot of the keys anyway. They don't necessarily have to know, but they know how to support you in ways that, you know, without having to make anybody break any HIPAA laws or any of the such. So it's definitely a combination between here and home, but it takes a lot of support from the home life.
How do you recover emotionally from the tough calls? Or do you just compartmentalize it? Do you just, how do you deal with it?
I don't know if it's necessarily compartmentalizing, because if you just put it away in a box, you're not actually dealing with it, and you'll just hold on to it forever. I mean, I guess that's kind of why we stay after sometimes after some of those tough calls and talk it out, because that's just the way to kind of let it go and not just, you know, keep it in that compartment, in that box. And that, I think for me, that's the best way to do it. You process after the fact and what could we have done better? What did we do really well? Was it a good outcome? Was it not a good outcome? Either way, just kind of talking through what happened, and that sometimes can help you process the feelings and those emotions that you have going on after that call.
So, Donna, Marge, you've been here the longest. Any words of advice to young people thinking about doing this, or anywhere, being a volunteer with an ambulance service and EMT?
Yeah, I'd really encourage them. I think I can remember back, there's two on the service right now, and seeing them out in the community, and I just encourage them, hey, have you thought about taking the class, the EMS class? Yeah, I've thought about it. And so just encourage them, hey, go ahead. And they ended up doing it, and they're here now yet as volunteers. And so, yeah, if we know someone's interested, we certainly encourage them and tell them to call the service and to check and see when there's going to be a class. So that they can consider joining us.
I encourage people to take CPR first aid classes, because so when something happens, you'd like to be able to do more than just dial 911. Because the people you're around are your close coworkers, friends, and family. And if you can take care of them yourself till the ambulance get there. And after that, we can usually talk them into joining the service after they've had a very emotional experience.
Got to be nothing like it saving lives.
That's correct.
Thanks to Don Van Monen, Marge Zundervan, Austin Reinhardt, and Sarah Schilling for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.